Now we're going to go to Q&A, and we're going to do some laser coaching. And when we call on you, we ask that you turn on your camera if possible. And it's not necessary, but we love to be able to see you and connect with you. And we can add our juice with yours when we can do so. So raise your hand by pressing the hand raise hand button on the lower part of the dash. And or you can also write your question into the Q&A section if you prefer to do that. If you have questions about the member site or the program, those kinds of questions, just write to info@youryearofmiracles.com, info@youryearofmiracles.com, because we want to spend this kind of time with you answering other kinds of questions. So we have a wonderful team there that is there for you to do exactly those things, and they will get right back to you.
Yeah, great. So tonight we're going to answer questions about you and living your miraculous dreams, about what we've talked about tonight. We're not going to be answering questions that don't have to do with tonight, because just trust us, it unfolds in great process. So we want to get to as many people as possible. So we're going to keep the interactions short, but focused and powerful. So they won't be long, but we'll be lasering in on them. And we ask you to keep your question short and focused. One sentence question. So if we need more background, we'll ask you. This is not the time to tell us the backstory, because it keeps you stuck in the backstory. We're in the energy of the now and moving forward. And if we notice that you're in the story, we might lovingly interrupt you to get you back on track with the question. So let's see. Jillian, I know you're going to put in the chat who I'm supposed to call on first. So I believe it's Jeanette. Okay. And we do always ask you to turn on your camera and so that we can see you. So Jeanette, if you would turn on your camera. And then after Jeanette is Tiki. There you are. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi.
There you are.
Hello.
Hi. You're the lucky first person here. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from New York City.
Great. Okay. So if you could ask us a question in one sentence, what would that question be?
Wow, the spotlight's on me.
You could do some Mula Bandha and breathing right now.
First, I just would love to say that this is just such a blessing. And meetings are absolutely awesome to do this, especially in the beginning of the year. So ever so grateful. Thank you so much.
Well, you're absolutely awesome to be part of this. You know, Dr. Sue and I genuinely love this. This is our passion. This is what we love to do. And to feel this huge group of people coming together is just so exquisite. So thank you for that. Yeah. So let us know what we
thank
can
you for
here.
Hosting. Awesome. Yes. So I guess my phrase for this year would be joyful prosperity.
Beautiful.
So I'm juggling various, as a new entrepreneur, various businesses. So I'm launching a teaching, a tutoring business, a school that I'm opening, and coaching business at the same time.
So how can we support you?
There's a lot that I'm juggling with.
So if you could put your question in one sentence, like what would you most want us to address for you right now?
I think emotional IQ is very important, and spiritual IQ is very important. So how to be in tune with the soul and the spirit as we encounter daily challenges.
So I'm going to give you a short answer right now, and then I know Sue's going to give you a short answer as well, because this is what the whole year is about. So by just being here and doing the steps that we take you through, that's what you're here for. That's the ultimate thing to have, because once we have that connection, once we have that, we're in the miracle zone, and everything else on the outside tends to take care of itself at that point. So
yeah, it's and it's easier than you think, Jeanette. It's easier than you think. In fact, if you don't think about it, it starts happening right away. It starts happening automatically. The moment we stop obsessing or thinking that we don't know how or that there's something I need to learn, et cetera. So just bringing consciousness to the things that we started with this evening and coming into the body as well, and just allowing that flow to be with ease and grace, you're automatically making that connection that you're wondering how to make. So we've already gotten through that doorway. You're already inside the room, okay? You're not outside looking for the door to get in. You're in the room already. So just be in the joy and be conscious and intentional about being in your body and breathing in these ways while you're feeling your juicy intentions, and feel them. Don't just think about them. Feel them and watch what happens, okay? So you're definitely in the right place if that's the question that is.
I love that phrase, juicy intentions.
You see intentions. Okay. All right. We'll have a great time with them. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. And joyful prosperity.
Thank you.
That's a juicy one. That's a juicy one. That's a juicy intention, joyful prosperity.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, great. Thank you, Jeanette. Okay. Let's see. Tiki is not here. Did she move to the other page? Okay. Beth.
I see Tiki.
Yes, she's here.
I see. Yeah. I don't. Yes. Yes.
Tiki. Okay, there you are. Can you? There you go. How do you pronounce your name?
Tasekia or Tiki.
Tiki. We'll do the Tiki if you don't mind. It's easier.
That's fun.
It's a beautiful name. And where are you calling from?
Thank you. I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
Okay, great.
Beautiful. And what is your question?
Thank you. Good evening. First, I would like to say I'm grateful and thank you all for having us. And my question is kind of simple. It's like, what recommendation should I receive to stay centered during meditation?
Interestingly, Tiki, the Mula Bandha exercise is going to help you stay present and centered in all of life and even in meditation. So it's one thing that you can do. So when the mind starts wandering, if you just squeeze those muscles at the base of the spine and take a slow belly breathing, you know, process back and forth, in and out slowly, it gives your mind something productive to do that keeps you present in a way that meditation will serve. So the key to meditation is learning how to be lucid and present and not thinking, but awake, you know, not asleep, right? So when we sit and we squeeze Mula Bandha, it keeps us lucid and alert. It keeps us in the body. It gives the mind something very productive to do. And so it doesn't go off on some to-do list or wondering if I'm doing this right or all that kind of stuff. You pay attention to your breath and squeeze that Mula Bandha just gently. Doesn't have to be a big old, you know, contraction. But initially, you know, teaching it tonight, we're like, give it a squeeze. But, you know, once we learn where that is, we don't have to give it all we got. We can just barely contract it, but it entertains your mind enough to have your mind stay present. Okay. So, okay. It will definitely help.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you, Tiki.
Thank you. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Carol, you wrote into the chat, where do we send people who might still like to join? Christina, if you would put into the chat where to send people if you have friends that still want to join. I'm not sure which is the right URL to send them to, where to send them to. But Christina is going to find that and put that into the chat right now. Okay, Beth, you are next. Beth, I just unmuted you, and there you are.
Hi.
Hi. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maui, Hawaii.
Well, not a bad place to be calling from.
That works.
Yeah,
that really works.
To manifest getting over here. I've seen you, Sue, Dr. Sue, before in Sausalito. Thank you for that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, my question is, I'm an artist. I've been kind of wanting to be more fully in that and less teaching a camp that I've been doing forever. And I'm noticing that I sort of have this slipping back into kind of negative frustration. My question really specifically is, how do you catch your mind when it's doing that? And then how do you like retool it so that it's kind of focused in the right energetic place?
Oh, you know, I'd love to jump on this. Mars, do you want to go?
Go for it. I know you do. I knew that.
Okay. So the moment that you catch that your mind is starting to crinkle up and do something negative or questioning or analyzing or the moment that you catch it, just notice it and smile, and as if to look at that part of your mind that is doing that and love it. Love the part of your mind that is doing that. Love it. Love the one who's doubting. Love the one who's judging. Love the one who's fearing or fretting or frustrating. Love that part of the mind. And what happens is we become more about the love than about the continuation of it. So it's a pattern interrupt, but it then dissolves it back into your whole being, which allows you to continue. So it's not a, you know, feel it and do it anyway. It's a, oh, wait, you know, this, the mind is doing that because it got disconnected from the loving, soulful self. And so the moment that we catch it doing that in an attempt to be strong and to predict and to control, and we just love it, we're solving the issue. We're reconnecting it back to what it got split off from, which made it start, you know, doing all its funky things. Okay.
Yeah, that's that. Thank you so much. I got goosebumps, God bumps the whole time. I was like, oh, yay. Yes.
And thank you for asking that question. We have a lot of people in the chat saying, I love that question. I needed to hear this. Thank you for asking it. So thank you for asking. Beautiful. That's the thing. One person asks and it right. applies to everybody.
And everybody.
I want to say, right. I feel so lucky. It's my birthday today and I'm so excited.
It's your birthday. Okay.
Thank you.
Everybody put it in the chat. Let's send her some fabulous birthday blessing. Let's just do this. Do you want to lead us all in this?
Oh, Beth.
Wow. So what's today? January 11th. It's also my nephew's birthday. Okay. Oh,
fabulous. Fabulous. So we are all going to be these giant conduits that are pulling in the universal source, the power, and we're going to reflect it right to you. So your job, Beth, is to open and receive. Just open your heart, open your mind, open your throat, open your solar plexus, open everywhere in your body. And Beth, we see and know that this will be a most miraculous year for you. At this most auspicious time of the year where the stars have aligned in the same pattern that allowed you to slip down here into this dimension, they are aligned in that way again right now. So your miracle intentions are heard, they are being supported, and we are seeing them manifesting in perfect harmony and in perfect timing and with perfect grace and ease. We wish you the happiest and most joyous of celebrations this day and each day until this day rolls around again. We are blessed to share your birthday with you. And we see you miraculously living into your intentions this year. And so it is.
So it is.
Okay. So everybody, woo! Just see the juice that you are generating and allowing. And Beth, how'd that feel?
Oh, I feel so full and just so open.
Beautiful.
Well, yes. Beth, you've got a ton of people wishing you a happy birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Get back, you're going to have to check the chats and see right. all of the big happy birthdays for you.
This might be a Guinness World Record as well of birthday wishes.
That's right.
Excellent.
Thank you, Beth. Happy birthday. Yeah. How beautiful that was. Deborah wrote in the chat, may you be the one. Your ancestors are ready to see you break the pattern and transform.
Be the one to break
the pattern. That's a great birthday wish. Yeah, all of us, we are the one. Okay, I believe next is Jane.
Okay.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Jane, can you hold on half a second? My team has just asked me to make one announcement.
Sure.
Some people are putting their questions in the chat, and the chat goes by so fast that our team can't get to those questions. Instead, they would ask you at the bottom of your screen, there's a Q&A button, and we'd ask you to put your question in that Q&A. Our team of coaches is there and will answer those questions for you better in there. So if you haven't gotten a response yet in the regular chat, it's not because we don't love you. It's that we haven't seen you because there have been so many going by. So please put them in the Q&A instead. Okay, so Jane, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Encinitas, California, which is San Diego.
Yeah, love that. Love San Diego. Okay,
what is your question, dear?
So my question is, I'm happy to say that I did pick my top three intentions, which is great. I get, and I'm triggered by some, by the word happy, because I've had issues with being happy. And so the question is about embracing a theme. Like if I just say happiness, like I think I'm gonna every morning wake up and like get like
Jane.
Yes.
I'm so glad you asked that. Such a great question. You want to pick a theme that makes you feel good. And if you have a trigger on the word happiness, that is not your theme.
Okay.
That is absolutely not your theme. What is something that makes you feel, juicy? What's a juicy, like, oh, that is so good for me right now?
Love.
Ah, okay. I want you to put your hand on your heart right now. And I want you to say the word love.
Love.
And tell me how that feels.
Good.
Okay. Let's juice it up a little bit more. Because good is nice. But we want it to feel great. We want it to feel like, oh, I love that. So
like
is soul, there
I want to do like soulful love. Like I want to like love that's like deep is what I want.
Okay. Fulfilling love.
Fulfilling love. Yes.
So put your hand on your heart and say the word fulfilling love.
Fulfilling love.
And how does that feel? You're having to think too much.
No, it's not it.
It's not it. No, so not you it. Know when you, and don't go and you okay. go feel in your body. So how about, so I'm going to give you a couple of words people have written in the chat, unconditional love, swimming in deep love, passionate love, true love, deep love, soulful love, magical love. Do any of those sing to you?
I like deep love, deep love.
That's the first one deep you love. Said. So let's put your hand on your heart and close your eyes and say deep love.
Deep love.
And how does that feel?
Peaceful.
Good.
Like I want it.
You want it. Yeah. Okay. So here's what I would do. I'd sit with deep love for the next few days, keep putting your hand on your heart and see how it lands. And other words, it may be, oh my gosh, that is just so it. Or another word may appear, and that's fine. What you want to do is you want to check it by putting your hand on your heart and go and saying the thing out, saying the phrase out loud, and notice how you feel, not what you think about it, but how you feel in your heart, how you feel in your body. That's your sign.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. Thanks, Jane. That was fun.
Thank you.
Deep love for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take just a couple of more questions right now because we are coming back next week for more question and answer around all of this. So, but thank you all for your great suggestions in the chat. I see Maria is next. I'm Maria. Hello, and where are you calling from?
From Argentina, Buenos Aires.
Oh, beautiful, Buenos Aires. Never been there, can't wait to go sometime.
Yes, thank you. I'm struggling when things get too light, and I would say not light instead of profound, but everything is very, joy, and I get everything that I want, and like Disney World kind of work. And I'm wondering if sometimes the higher good also comes and our soul express as struggles, as pain, as loss, and
okay.
Yeah, it's a great question, Maria. Let me say, I really understand that. I really understand that. And the kind of thing that we're talking about here is actually grounded. There's this kind of a feeling of a manic thing around happiness that you're associating with that. And this is not that. There may be, I wrote a book called Happy for No Reason. And what I meant by that is that you have an inner state of peace and well-being that doesn't depend on your circumstances. So you could be in grief. You could be experiencing grief and still have that feeling inside. You could be experiencing anger or frustration and still have that inner peace and well-being inside. And so it's important to recognize that it doesn't have, it's not some magical thinking or some kind of airy-fairy thing, you know? It's really a deep and grounded sense of being in the miracle zone. And that's what we are here for. It's not about, so where does pain and struggle come? And I know Sue's going to address that, but I also want to say that struggle, I believe, the belief that we have to struggle in order for life to be good, I believe is a belief and very often a family belief or an ancestral belief that we picked up. And I totally believe that we can be living, I see it, I know it, I feel it, we can be living in the miracle zone while there are other things going on around us that we wouldn't want to have, that aren't happening the way we would want them to. But we can experience it without that contracted sense of struggle. You don't have to have struggle to have that. Or what will happen is your experience of it will be without the struggle. So hopefully that gets you started on that. And I know Sue's going to add to that.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Marcy. A bridgeway is authenticity, to be authentically present with whatever you're feeling and not think that it's good or bad. But if you're feeling sad, that you just allow sad to be what you're feeling and that you don't write a story around it, but you just allow yourself to be present with that feeling, with that vibration in the body. Because if you will just be present with the vibration without writing a story about it, like I shouldn't be feeling sad or I shouldn't be feeling angry or whatever, then the energy will actually get to do its thing that it's always trying to do, to ground us and to open us and to scrub us down and to wash it and to release things. And when we are authentically present with whatever we are feeling, it allows that feeling to then progress into the next feeling and then into the next feeling and then into the next. Once it's accepted, it starts getting metabolized and it starts contributing in ways of grounding us, because heavy emotions can actually be grounding energies, and uplifted, joyous energies are the ones that give rise to us. But we have to ground in order to rise. And so sometimes when the system is automatically going into some heavy feelings, if we just let that equate to it's grounding me, instead of this is a horrible thing that I'm going through and that I shouldn't be feeling because everybody says we should be happy and et cetera. If none of that was going on and you just let that grounded energy be okay, it will ground, and the very next thing that will happen is the energy will rise as a response to the grounding. Think about it like a tree that roots to rise. It roots to grow taller. So the heavier energies are how the human system roots. And if we accept them and embrace them and don't have an opinion about them, just feel them, they will actually go away because they will have served their purpose. And then they will be utilized to help us rise authentically. So the short answer to that, well, my part would be authentically feel whatever you're feeling. Know that it's okay. And as we embrace it, it dissolves and transforms itself into what's next for you. And ultimately, it will always raise your vibration whenever you're embracing what's true for you, when you're authentic with it. It will come, it will be metabolized, it will be resolved, it will be complete, and you'll feel lighter, and you don't know why. And that's okay, because we're learning that it's a byproduct to me being real with me. Did you follow?
Yes, because my problem may be thinking or have felt in the past that I have a loss or I'm in grief or something bad happened to me, I'm not following my soul. I'm not connected with my soul, right? So
the soul's going to respond with that, that impact. But it's not going to stop you in your tracks. It's the mind that comes along and thinks I should be feeling something different, or this is bad, or I don't want to do this. My parents did this. I don't want to see this. My sister does this, or whatever. Just don't let that happen. Just be present with it. And then it will automatically rise on its own. And you don't even have to reach in there and make it rise up. You just be present with you and keep breathing. And don't write a story about it. And it knows what to do to lift you eventually, ultimately. Okay? Sooner rather than later. All right?
Maria, you have a beautiful lightness and smile in you right now. But it feels grounded. So
thank you very much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Beautiful. These are important things. You know, these are important things in people's lives, and so many people feel this way. And and we're here to kind of turn that around so that we're not just, oh no, it's all good. It's all good. That's not what we are saying. We are saying miracles are going to happen when you learn how to use this equipment the way it was built to be used. And that's what we're doing this year. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Great. Awesome. Oh my goodness. Sue, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? I mean, we have gone almost 3 hours and we want you to know how much we've enjoyed being with you. I mean, what an extraordinary start to your Year of Miracles this is.
Crazy.
We just feel this great energy. We're inspired. And Sue, I'm speaking for you, but I know you must be feeling this way too.
You're right. Totally.
And, you know, we feel your readiness for your miracles, and this is only the beginning. So why don't you put in the chat one or two words about how you're feeling together, how you're feeling right now. Love, grateful, awesome sauce, awesome something, awesomeness, grounded, on fire, gratitude, expectant, enlightened, grateful, I'm deeply ready. Very
blessed,
moved.
Leader, light, owning it, inspired. Thank you. Amazing, excited, happy, grateful, happy, transformative. That's it. That's
you know, this energy is what changes our lives. This energy is, wouldn't it be amazing if the entire world could be feeling this right now?
Yeah.
I know that we would all love that. So tomorrow we're going to send you the replay. We're going to, you'll get both the audio and the video along with the processes. The processes will be a standalone. You'll get some main points. You'll get the quotes from tonight. You'll get the link to your member site. And so how fabulous. And we close each session with a quote, which I read earlier. And I'm going to read it again, though, because the most common question, or one of the most common questions we're asked, are people saying, well, isn't this selfish? You know, what about the whole world? Don't I have to worry about the world? And we believe that the least selfish thing you could possibly do for the world is to live your own life in the miracle zone. Because when you are living a miraculous life, you're spreading your light and your energy. You're being your light and energy, and it's spreading throughout the world. So that Chinese proverb, again, it goes, if there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. If there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. If there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And if there's order in the nation, there will be peace in this world of ours. And that is our prayer and our wish, that we know the light of our souls, that we know we are that soul, and that we are filled with light. And may we feel the miracles in our lives growing and growing. And through that we create more peace here on this planet of ours. Sue, there's something you may want to add.
Yes, you know, Marcy and Lisa and I all, we get it. We know what's possible for all of you. And we know that you are built to live in the miracle zone. You're made of the miracle zone, actually. You are the light that we keep speaking about. And you are that soulful presence. And your rightful place is the miracle zone. You will be fed by living in the miracle zone more than you've ever been fed in your life, because you will be met. And that authenticity is where it begins. And so, you know, we have so many people typing into the chat these beautiful, lovely things. And if you're feeling anything other than that, don't worry. It's exactly perfect. Stay with it, breathe with it, and know that this is metabolizing and getting cloaks and layers off of me that have been on for far too long. And we know that you can transmute this. We believe in you. We know that you have everything. It's more than believing in you. We know you. And we know what's going to happen. And it is meaning we know what you're made of, and we know what's possible with this system. And we're just thrilled to share it with you this year. Yeah. We know that 2023 is going to be a miraculous journey in your life. And we are thrilled to steward that with you.
Yes. And we're going to close tonight's session with a tradition that we do at the end of every call. We play a clip of a special song called Living in the Miracle Zone. And this song was co-created in a previous year by some of our Inner Circle program members on a retreat, along with some musicians called the Brothers Corin. And so we're going to play a clip of that song, and it's called Living in the Miracle Zone. This is the chorus.
So thankful that we're home. Happy we're no longer alone. Hearts dancing wild and free. So happy to be me. Living in the miracle zone. Oh, oh yeah. Oh,
come on now.
Living in the miracle zone.
If we can do it, you can. Come on.
Oh, 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 oh yeah. Oh, living in the miracle zone. Living in the miracle.
Yes. Great job. Yes.
We are all here to live in the miracle zone, and we send you our love and good night, everyone.
Yes, yes, it's been a wonderful time to be with you this evening. So we're off to a great year. Much love, everyone. Bye-bye for
Lots
now.
Of love. Bye-bye.